you know, 6 months from now, you're like, Will, I got this deal because of what you said. Man, that just fills my heart, fills my cup. That's what makes me excited to get up every day. Nice commission check's always nice, but to get those messages knowing somebody else is hitting their goals and I was a small part of it, that's the goal. That's the dream.
At MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great to execute. Roger.
Hi, Will.
Hey,
nice
how are you doing?
Nice to have you. I'm great. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. I can't wait to get to know you better.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So tell me a little bit about you. You've got some military background, I understand.
Sure, yeah.
And you're a heck of a guy to know. So tell me about why you're the heck of a guy to know.
Well, most people have to pay to tell me that I'm a heck of a guy to know, so I'll send the check in the mail. Shortly after high school, I had the dream of being a minister. Oddly enough, I was really terrible at it and got fired a few times and figured, you know what? I've always wanted to be a pilot. Why don't I go ahead and join the military? And didn't have the money for school, so I looked at the Army and figured the Army was the quickest way I can go from kind of high school to flight school, and decided to go and pick the longest job career I could find in the Army Aviation, which was an avionics, weapon systems, and electrician on the Apache. And with the entire idea that if I learned all those systems, I should be a shoo-in for flight school. What I didn't know was that my career field was ultimately very small. They never let any of us out of that career field until I was medically disqualified, unfortunately. So with that being the goal, one of the things I was kind of blessed to have was a command financial specialist, which is generally the guy who's out there telling you not to go buy a Camaro for 36% interest rate, not to go and marry the dancer down the street. Those are bad financial decisions. But he did a very rich dad, poor dad-esque class on real estate investing, and he, you know, as a young private first class making like $1,200 a month, he was an E6 with 20 years. And he was like, I make more money in my real estate investing than I ever did while I was in service. And I was like, well, this guy's normal. He's a normal guy. Maybe I can do the same thing. And ultimately, that's how I ended up in real estate, was thinking I'd be a house flipper, decided to go to university when the GI Bill changed and get a degree in real estate to be the smartest house flipper there ever was, and learned all about commercial real estate. And that's where I've been for the last 16 years, is doing property management, asset management, and commercial brokerage for commercial real estate assets.
So what do you really do with that information? Because that's really powerful information. And I'm confident that in terms of financial literacy and wealth management and growth, that that's something a lot of younger military members would really want to get their hands on that knowledge. I mean, if they knew that that knowledge was important to them.
Yeah. I really wish I would have known earlier, and I would have been smart enough to realize that I didn't have to spend every dollar I made and started putting things back. And I've been lucky enough to meet other veterans who were smart enough and watch where they are in life, you know, 10 years younger than I am, you know, and they far exceed where I am currently right now, where it took me 10, 15 years to kind of figure some of this out, where they were, you know, 2021, putting back for retirement, being very smart with it. So a lot of our work revolves around small business owners and helping small business owners find the right location. And in real estate, we always hear location, location, location. But one of the things we dive into, maybe a little more nerdy than most, is we actually dive into demographics and psychographics, or the psychology around groups of demographics, to make sure that if you're going to do a barbecue restaurant, we put you in the best location for people that want to buy barbecue. If you're going to sell left-handed scissors, we're going to find you with a group of the most left-handed people, and really dive into the demographics of and the psychographics of those individuals. And I think that's one of the things we do a little bit differently, is run all of our investment analysis, or even our small businesses, we run them through that lens to make sure that we are putting them in the best location possible.
I love that lens, because I think what's powerful about that is that's really, in some ways, gives you that competitive advantage. That's, to me, that is your competitive advantage. You basically say, we're not just real estate people. We are specifically your real estate person, because we're looking at your business, where you need to be, your niche, your demographics, your psychographics. And there are 5 or 6 properties that might meet your needs, but there really is only one that's perfect for your needs. So I love that. I think that's extremely powerful. I love that you do that.
And we,
I'm sorry.
We took it even a step further, because we realized that our marketing sucked. I mean, oh. That's what we kind of realized was it wasn't that good. And we then kind of took that same approach and started realizing who is our core demographic, who is that psychographic profile that we're looking for, and then started running all of our marketing through that same lens. So then we started seeing that our marketing actually got better. We got better returns on what we were doing. So while it worked for us, we've seen the same thing with our clients that, hey, we put them into space. We give them, here's the demographic and psychographic profile of who your customers are. And then with a little AI, it can help you actually write to hit their pain points, what's going to trigger them, and allow them to be that much more successful.
I think that's what you're going to be talking about at Military Creator Con, is actually all about using AI, potentially marketing for sure, using a scientific lens. That's what I sort of seem to remember that being what you're talking about. Does that sound about right to you?
That's probably about it. I mean, and we get really, really nerdy on this. And I mean, maybe it's, you know, because I'm really nerdy on it, but it makes perfect sense where, again, I think many times we miss the ball in marketing. We miss the ball in site selection. And even investment, we miss the ball on where that should go. This is tools and resources that can make you better and ultimately not cost you nearly as much money.
I think that for me, I think that whole concept of, I mean, marketing has always been tied in very tightly with entrepreneurship, small business growth. I mean, you can't really do it, right? So it's content creation. It's attracting the right kind of customers. It's really understanding your niche and figuring out who that avatar is, right? I mean, we talk a lot about that, I think, in different places, but I'm excited to hear you talk about it specifically because I know you're coming at it from a slightly different angle, which is amazing. You're sort of the epitome in some ways of what our keynote speaker, Christopher Lockheads, talks about category design. Mm. You've sort of designed your own category about, you know, in terms of this real estate, but it's, this is why it's your own category. It's basically specialized in terms of the kinds of psychographics and demographics and science that you use to do marketing. Because a lot of people don't use those kinds of sort of nerdy, I like how you call it nerdy, those sort of nerdy metrics. So those nerdy concepts. You know, I think it's all artistic and this, that, and the other. And it's, you know, very feely, keely, feely. And that's partly true, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that you sort of dive deep into the actual specifics of it.
And I think that's the one thing that I knew. I can't even draw stick figures, right? Like one has one leg longer. There's no artistic bone within me whatsoever. But I think the nerdy side of really looking at the data is what can kind of separate you. And even with that, with our creatives that are on the team, here's who we're going for. Here's what we need to reach. Give us content that goes this way, that helps us reach that. And while they're the creatives, they get that, you know, coming in with it from that science or that factorial idea absolutely pushes that. And I think we've seen our marketing get that much better and that much our cost acquisition has gone down significantly. We're not wasting money. We're spending it. And even from the brokerage side, we're not calling thousands of people to get the next tenant. We're calling, you know, tens of maybe 100 to get the right tenant, which now means I'm moving property faster.
Which means you're making more profit. That's pure profit right there. I love that. I absolutely love that. I think that's what we're going to talk a little bit about Military Creator Con, but I think that's what makes you so valuable as a speaker at Military Creator Con is because you're going to help entrepreneurs, because you know we have artists, we have entrepreneurs, we have content creators, we have podcasters, we have everybody coming. And I think what you bring to the table that's so spectacularly special is that you really get to talk about how to do it all that much better, to elevate that process through the lens of science, through the analytics and the analysis to save money, because all entrepreneurs, what we want to do is make more money and spend less. I mean, like, that's kind of our thing, right? And to be able to do it better. But anyway, luckily I'd finished that sentence, so.
<You're not right. laughs> No, and what I will say is that classes like this, I teach for professional associations. I'm an adjunct professor at a university. You know, this is the stuff that I teach day in and day out to professionals across commercial real estate, but also to our kind of next generation of college students. They're paying a pretty penny to learn this stuff. And I think that's the value for those that are going to Military Creator Con is that you're getting something that's typically several thousand dollars for a different audience. Granted, you're only getting, you know, an hour or so of it instead of an entire week, but you're going to get a crash course in a lot of this. And then, of course, this is what we like to do to help people. I love, and that's one of the things I've discovered my why, finding ways to have other people become successful. And that's why I love speaking and doing these kind of events, because, you know, 6 months from now, you're like, Will, I got this deal because of what you said. Man, that just fills my heart, fills my cup. That's what makes me excited to get up every day. You know, nice commission checks, always nice, but to get those messages knowing somebody else is hitting their goals and I was a small part of it, that's the goal. That's the dream.
Well, you have the heart of I call it a military creator, Connor. I just made that up. It's terrible.
I was like, it sounds official.
But I love that. I think your heart is exactly where ours is, which is about helping the community, helping each person, and kind of, you know, contributing something back, giving back, because somebody gave to me. Whoever it was, somebody fed into me, and you're feeding into other people. So we're super grateful to have you. It's really important to us that you're coming. So we're thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I've heard about it. I haven't been able to make it in my schedule for a lot of years, and you know, I'm looking forward to not just presenting, but hearing everything everybody else has to say as well. Because I'm sure I'm going to walk away with some new tips and tricks. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yay.
to improve our business, improve our podcast, improve our things as well.
So tell me a little bit about your journey, though, as a real estate guy who got into analyzing data. I find that really fascinating in terms of, like, was it just always you were a little nerdy? Because, you know, clearly electrician working on Apaches. You were always a little nerdy. I mean that in the most loving way.
I embrace it, right? I think I've always been a little nerdy, and I think I've always enjoyed being more consultative. I've been a terrible salesperson. Like, don't ask me to make 1,000 calls and push high pressure. That's just not me. But being more consultative has always been kind of where I've come across, and having that knowledge helps me be a better consultant. So what I'll say is I was working for some large institutional real estate firms, and was blessed that I got to see kind of how they functioned, and they kind of functioned loosely in this way. And then I ran across some professional certifications, designations, CCIM being one of them, which in commercial real estate is like our CPA or our CFA, you know, our version of that. And they actually have a course that dives deep into just user analytics, understanding, is this the right place? And I love that class so much, I actually went back to go and teach that class, which is a tough one to get a hold of just in general to make through to be an instructor in this organization. But then you just dive deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And then as AIs come through, I mean, we've just really married a lot of that data, understanding that data, because it makes sense. We've done it over and over and over.
AI to generate the data and then analyze it, or are you using it to generate the data and then, or separately to analyze it? How do you integrate that?
Yeah, we have some databases that pull that demographic as well as the psychographic data, and then we turn around and use AI to help us build what that copy should look like. So are we looking for investors? Are we looking for, you know, marketing our own business? Kind of building what that is. And then we've even been smarter with that as well, is that, you know, a general area will have 4, 5, 6 different psychographic profiles. What meshes with all 4 or 5 of those? And then AI even helps us at this point go a step further and saying, okay, what are our NAICS codes or North American Industrial Classification codes? What are those? And another database that we'll actually go through and pull everybody that's within a 50-mile radius or 100-mile radius that hits those. And that's who our call list happens to be. And that's where we've been so much quicker at finding the right people. And some of it I thought was kind of crazy. We have an office building, and when I put it together, it's one of the first projects we did, put it together, and it ran through, and it said, you need a used bookstore. I'm like, that's a dinosaur. There's no used bookstores. Nobody's doing that anymore. I'm not even going to waste my time. First three calls I got was from used bookstores looking to do a little coffee shop and create a third space. And I was like, okay, obviously there's something to this, because I threw that out the window that it wasn't. And the next property we did too, it kind of brought something else that I didn't think was quite there. And sure enough, we started actually seeing more of that demand. And as we've put customers, or we've put tenants into these buildings, we've watched them kind of flourish, because we are putting the right people in the right space to meet their needs. So how'd I get nerdy? I think was realizing there was really something to it and kind of diving into it.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of AI, and I really like it. I think it's very, for me, it's a double-edged sword, because you don't know me super well, but I was an award-winning jewelry designer. So I have a little bit more of an artistic creative slant. And then I had, of course, the award-winning jewelry company to go with the award-winning designer crap. And so I built and cultivated an entrepreneurial experience that was fairly successful. So I have both sides of my brain. I've got the creative side, and then I have the entrepreneurial side, which is more business-oriented. So there's, of course, the creative side of me loves the idea of AI and how it can be used, and how we can actually expand what we know and how we do things. And I love that. And then there's a part of me that goes, yeah, but what about that is kind of infringing on my creativity? You know, there's that weird conversation about IP and all that stuff, right? So there's that. I don't go there that much, to be honest with you, though. Although I do believe the future of AI, really interesting for me, is that I think people are handmade. Human-made is going to be a big, big thing in the future.
I can see that.
Yeah, because, so much of what we do won't be, hands-on necessarily.
There'll be a premium for artisanship.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's a hope versus a prediction. I don't know. There's that.
I would say I could see it. I mean, there's already a premium now for, mass produced versus homemade. We're looking at remodeling our home, and we're looking at all the front doors, all the fun stuff when you start remodeling a home, right? And my wife is finding these beautiful doors, and I mean, they are twice, if not three times, more expensive, but they're hand carved in Pakistan or they're hand-carved in Turkey or what have you. So there's these artisans across the world that we're looking at just to order a door for thousands of dollars. She'll probably win, not me. they're gorgeous versus what's mass-produced at Home Depot or even some of the nicer, door stores. They don't have anything near this quality or this beautiful creation.
It's funny you should say that, because I designed all of my furniture in Bali. We had factories in Bali back in the day when I originally started the company. And I had a whole suite of this beautiful teak. I believe it was teak wood furniture. And it was just stunning, heavy, beautiful furniture. And then I designed the furniture. And then I designed some stonework that I collaborated with a stone carver in Bali. Mm. And they created these beautiful, very aquatic feeling columns and different things that were, I would call them lawn art, like beautiful sandstone. Yeah, it was really cool. Go with your wife's idea.
I've learned that over the years. I don't design anything. I will say, when you talk about AI, where it stifles, I think for somebody like me who's way more analytical, that's the push I need to start thinking, hey, what are some options? How can I be creative with this? And it'll turn around and give me three or four ideas to start kind of getting me to chew on it. Now, for you, it probably comes absolutely natural. Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Let's run with this direction. Whereas for me, I need that push of here's how it could look, or here's what it'll be. Or matter of fact, we were designing flyers not long ago, and I'm to the point now where I give it to AI. How does this look? Is it readable? Is it right? Oh, your font's off. You're this, which are things that for me, I don't think about. I don't even look at, because it functions. It doesn't look pretty, but it functions. And that's where AI has kind of helped me step back and think about how does it look versus I know it functions.
I love that you do that. See, I never conceived of using AI in that way. And that's what I think is going to be great about Military CreatorCon is we're going to like talk about all kinds of different things. Then it'll like hopefully spur ideas for everybody. But it definitely does for me. That is something I've never done. I've never given a design to AI and said, make it better.
And I'm to the point now as much
as can be smaller, bigger, wider, different font. Like I love that. Like, you know, improve it for my specific demographic or psychographic.
For us, I can't spell. So that's where it started was make sure I didn't use the wrong word. Make sure this is right. You know, looking at those things. And then it started giving me kind of critiques on, hey, your white space isn't good enough here. Your background image is maybe a little too heavy. You need to change this or that. And it actually walks through. So I'm to the point now, almost every presentation I give has AI that has gone through, looked at it, cleaned up enough. There's some things that obviously just completely misses. But I mean, for me, who doesn't think creatively,
it's a big help.
I mean, it pushes me to think and gives me that feedback that sometimes I need if the wife isn't there to tell me that it's ugly.
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, that's very valuable, I think. I mean, I've got this new program, this little AI program that I'm trying out, and it's amazing. There are actually a couple of veterans. Talking about another company now. Sorry about that. But no, there are a couple of veterans doing this new, like, it's like a CRM, but I wouldn't call it a CRM. It's like more of a relationship management program. Okay. And it's very cool, very neuro net, the way it, you know, trying to be the way my brain naturally thinks. And using AI to do that, I think it's a phenomenal idea. So they're building that out, and I just love that. That's awesome. The cool thing about for me. So nobody ever asked me, why do I, am I excited about being a part of Military CreatorCon? But I'm going to tell you, Will, because I get all these amazing ideas. I get literally to learn all this new stuff that people are doing, the cutting edge of inventions and ideas and product development. And it literally just, you know, blows my skirt up. Sounds like a bad way to put that, but it like, makes me excited.
Yeah. That's the amazing thing, right, is that sometimes we get so focused in our vertical, in our industry, we forget what's happening to the left or to the right of us, and then we see somebody on the left or right of us in a different industry doing something like, holy crap, why haven't I been doing this? And that's been some of my biggest breakaways going,
yes,
wow, you guys are already doing this. I'm an idiot. Why have I not put two and two together and started running? And those have been some of the biggest breakaways is hearing people selling sandwiches on what they're doing compared to me selling, you know, an office building, completely different way of thinking, but yet there's so much transferability.
Oh, I think that's going to be something that everybody gets at MCC this year. You're going to bring that. And I'm really grateful because I think that you're going to impact a lot of people with a completely different way of looking at marketing, a whole different way of looking at data analytics and really how to merge the human and the science. So yeah. I'm grateful for you being here. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to say goodbye.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger, over.